One of the things that we really do well, I think, is we try to encourage people to share their story of God's faithfulness. And I want to invite Mike Chalmers to come up. And Mike and Sharon, they were here near the beginning of our start as the SEMC, and they have been here over the last number of years. In fact, when we first moved to town and I was working at the computer store on Christina Street, I think that's where I first met Mike Chalmers, and he came in and we were kind of looking for a church, and I started talking to him, and he told me he came here, and I said, well, I think we just went there or whatever. And so that was really cool to kind of connect with him there. And so that was 20 years ago that occurred. And so really thankful for the way in which the Lord has used this church family in our lives as a family. I'm going to invite Mike to come and share a little bit about how the Lord has worked as he's seen the Lord at work over the course of his time. Let's welcome Mike.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Good morning. It's a wonderful morning. And wasn't it great to hear what Dave was sharing about the mergers? We do things by mergers. We look for like believers and join together rather than be divisive. Our forefathers and foremothers would be so happy to hear that today. I'm going to read you a little story. And I'm going to read because I can't remember. And so I have written down some things.
I'm going to slide this forward just a little bit so they can hear.
Okay, thanks. Is that all right, Mark? Okay, thanks, Dave. Somebody asked me if I was nervous. I said, I don't know that I'm nervous, but I started to think about it. My hands started to sweat a little bit, and then I realized how emotional this was. My wife realized how emotional it was this morning when she said, read this to me. And I'm reading the first page, and I can't keep going. Of course, the most important thing in your life that ever happened to you is a very emotional thing. The very best thing that ever happened to you in your life is extremely emotional. And the very best thing that ever happened to me in my life was when I came to this SEMC, Evangelical Church, and I heard about Jesus, and I came to know him as my personal Savior. So I want to read you a few verses to start. These were verses that I remember so much when I was younger, and this used to be shared a lot. One of the teachers of religion who was standing there listening to the discussion realized that Jesus had answered well. So he asked, of all the commandments, which is the most important? Jesus replied, the one that says, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the one and only God, and you must love him with all your heart and soul and mind and strength. The second is, you must love others as much as yourself. No other commandments are greater than these. I thank you so much that there's so much love in you folks. It's my privilege to share with you some of the information and people and activities that took place at the church on East and Bright Streets. Those Christians applied these verses in their own lives. God used children as young as 9, 10, 11, 12, and others of varying ages to spread the gospel. They were and are very special people, just like every one of you are very special. I will not mention any of them by name because that is the way they would want it. They would say that it was God that did it, and I had the privilege to serve him. They would be so pleased if what is shared this morning encouraged you as you serve God with your life. These were ordinary people like you, and God used them to do extraordinary things. In the early days of the SEMC church, there was many people or there was not many people attending the church. Of those attending, most didn't have much money. Church bills, pastor's salary, and mortgage payments had to be paid. Even the pastor, who put in many more than 40 hours a week, had to have a second job to support him and his wife. He was employed by the chairman of the church board. He worked each Monday, his day off, on the fishing boats. One month, there was no money to make the mortgage payment. Funds were down for his employer, who gave significant contributions to the church. On a Sunday evening, the chairman shares this news with the pastor, requesting that the pastor make it a matter of prayer that they have a good catch on Monday. So, pray they did. And yes, you're correct. God provided with a great catch of sturgeon, and all the payments were made. Great is our faithfulness. God was faithful. As you know, at evangelical churches, pastors and boards look for methods to reach the unsaved with Jesus. Well, these people weren't any different. One of the early pastors and board decided that the most fruitful method for evangelism for them would be to reach out to the youth. They would first invite people, especially youth, to attend a church. Two, introduce them to Jesus, and when saved, number three, train them up in the Lord via the Bible. Sunday school teachers would have contests. The church would put on special kids and youth meetings for a few days in a row. Bringing a friend would result in a prize or extra points. Sometimes the prize would only be a pencil. People prayed that this would bring new kids and that they would receive them with love. Well, God answered their prayers. Some kids came to Sunday school only so their friends would get a prize. Many of these kids enjoyed the Sunday school class and came back. Kids then began to trust in Jesus as their Savior. Then their mother started to come to church. Some of the mothers put their trust in Jesus. Asking God to help them to receive the youth with love was a wise choice. But all the youth weren't so lovable. I'll give you an example of one group. One afternoon, there was a group of young fellas that had been playing football in the nearby schoolyard. As they were walking past the church, one of the guys shared, "Hey, they're having kids' youth meetings in there right now." He suggested that we go in and cause a little cain. The words were actually a little different than that, but the intentions were just as bad. Only four took up the challenge, and in they went. Shirts half torn off their backs, and attitudes that were worse. They laughed at the stupid songs and made derogatory comments. The good thing was that the meeting was just getting over as they got there. The leader, a young guy, asked someone to close in prayer. When prayer was finished, the four guys hustled out of the room to run up the steps and get out the front door. When they got around the corner to run up the steps, there was that young guy standing there. He was the pastor. The pastor shared that he was so glad that they came to the meeting. Well, you can imagine the shock on these lads' face that they got response like that. Then he not only was glad, he invited them back for the next day. All four came back the next day. Three of those fellas eventually gave their hearts to the Lord Jesus. The fourth lad quit. He quit coming, but his mother started coming to church. God is so good. Love is such a powerful tool. Eventually, over the years, the mother, sister, two brothers, and a dad of one of those boys all committed their hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ. The whole family. Praise the Lord. Now, if I may, I notice there's not, some of the ladies are missing today. I want to share about the old maid in the church. Back in the day, that is what we called a lady who never married. Some of the young guys, because she couldn't get a man, didn't think all that favorably towards her. You know, a real dumb guy thing. Well, this lady was really an angel in skin. She seemed to only see the good. She was talented and smart. She played the piano and organ. She taught others to play for free. She was a Sunday school teacher that loved her students like they were her own children. If one of the students missed Sunday school, she called to see if they were right. They were all right. She would send them cards to let them know that they were missed. She went out of her way to make them feel well. She prayed regularly for her students and for others. Needless to say, nearly all the Sunday school students that ever came to her class came to know Jesus as their Savior. She gave wise and kind direction to some of the youth, male and female. She was so kind and respectful. I mean, always. She could cook, too. She cooked up a bunch of fish for a group of hungry guys one time. They thought it was pickerel and couldn't believe it when they found out it was sheephead. Sheephead back in those days were considered a junk fish. What a lady, set aside by God to bring honor and glory to him. The Bible shares that they will know we are Christians by our love. A Christian she was. There are many, many more examples that could be shared. May you be encouraged as you continue being led by God to bring others on the life-saving journey with Jesus. The journey, as you know, will not be easy. Difficulties come to all. As we listen and obey Jesus' words in Mark 12, 30 and 31, rest assured, there will be storms of difficulty in our life, as there have been for all of God's children. But also rest assured, there will be joy. Life is not about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain. Enjoy dancing in the rain with God. God loves you.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Yeah.